in the heat of the night. Seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah, in the heat of the night, I'm feeling motherless somehow. Stars with evil eyes stare from the skies, all mean and bright.
In the heat of the night,
ain't a woman yet been born. Knows how to make the morning when I have to sell my soul for just a little light.
In the heat of the night,
in the heat of the night, I've got trouble wall to wall. Oh yes I have. In the night, must be an ending to it all. But hold on, it won't be long. Just you be strong, and it'll be all right.
And that was Ray Charles with the main title of 1967's In the Heat of the Night, the Oscar-winning Best Picture, which introduced Sidney Poitier in the role of Detective Virgil Tibbs. Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and sadly, we lost the legendary actor who helped break racial barriers with his tremendous talent on January 6th at the age of 94. And in this hour, we will pay tribute to Poitier's career with the second half dedicated to his 1996 To Sir With Love 2 director, Peter Bogdanovich, who coincidentally also passed away on the same day at age 82. In this first set, we'll hear Jester Hairston from 1963's Lilies of the Field, which earned Poitier his only Best Actor Oscar. He was previously nominated for 1958's The Defiant Ones, and shockingly was not nominated in 1967, despite his role as Tibbs, or other films released that year, including To Sir With Love, and another Best Picture nominee, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. We'll hear songs from some of those films, as well as a trailer for 1955's Blackboard Jungle, which had high school students Poitier and Vic Morrow causing trouble for teacher Glenn Ford. But first, let's hear from the two film sequels to In the Heat of the Night, 1970's They Call Me Mr. Tibbs and 1971's The Organization. And while they weren't as prestigious, they do have some great music. And here's Quincy Jones with the main title after a brief introduction by Poitier himself.
They call me Mr. Tibbs. We'll be right back. If you're gonna do it properly and make sure you enjoy it.
Listening to Rock Around the Clock. This is the theme music from MGM's sensational new picture, Blackboard Jungle. Many people said the story could not, must not, dared not be shown. The picture already has the movie and book world gasping. Blackboard Jungle deals with an explosive subject, the teenage terror in the schools. It is the frankest, the toughest, the most realistic film since On the Waterfront. It is fiction, but fiction torn from big city modern savagery. It packs a brass knuckle punch in its startling revelation of those teenage savages who turned big city schools into a clawing jungle. Blackboard Jungle will be the talk of this town. Don't miss it.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. But folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while they's out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got him the whole day long. No use complaining. Got my gal, got my lord, got my soul.
Oh, he changes that woman come to live with me.
Oh, he changes.
cross with Chill no more. And ain't you hear how he mess all the time singing in their room?
I tell you that fella's happy now.
I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. Time arrives, never worrying long as I'm well, never want to strive to be good, to be bad, what the hell, I's glad I's alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got him the whole day long. No use complaining, got my girl, got my Lord, got my song.
Amen, 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 amen. Elders
amen.
Who marvel at his wisdom,
amen. Amen.
Down at the Jordan,
amen.
Where John was baptizing,
amen.
And saving all sinners,
amen. Amen. Amen.
See him at the seaside,
amen.
Talking with the fishermen,
amen.
And making them disciples. Marching in Jerusalem,
amen.
Over palm branches,
amen.
In pomp and splendor,
amen. Amen. Amen.
See him in the garden,
amen.
Praying to his Father,
amen.
In deepest sorrow,
amen. Amen.
Led before Pilate. Then they crucified him, but he rose on Easter. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died to save us,
amen.
And he lives forever.
Consider this proof of immortality. Are not all things which have opposites generated out of their opposites? I mean such things as good and evil, and does not this hold universally of all opposites? There is, for instance, an opposite of life, which is death, as being awake is the opposite of being asleep. These are generated the one from the other. Let us then analyze life and death. Is not death opposed to life, and therefore generated from life? And is not life in a similar manner generated from death? One of the processes, the act of dying, is visible, the other is invisible. But it may be inferred that the complement of dying is living, and that birth is the revival of the dead into this world of the living. for nature must not be supposed to go about on one leg. Surely the inference is that our souls do exist in the other world. My favorite doctrine that knowledge is simply recollection also necessarily implies immortality, as well as a previous existence in which the soul learned what it now recollects. And what a man recollects must have been known by him at some former time. Previous to the time when we first saw material objects, we must have known absolute ideas. Furthermore, if we acquired this knowledge before we were born with it. Thus, it must be that we knew all ideas before we were born. This knowledge was lost at birth, but may be recovered by the use of the senses. So learning is really an act of recovering by recollection, and our souls existed without bodies before they were in the form of man and must have had intelligence. But, my friends, what is the nature of this recollection? We see material things such as pieces of wood and stone, and from them gather the idea of other things which are different from them. Now, whenever from seeing one thing we conceive of another, there is surely an act of recollection. Moreover, anyone who looks at an object perceiving that it aims at being something better but falls short of attaining its ideal must have had a previous idea and knowledge of that ideal. I now want to share with you the nature of ideas as causes, for this has long occupied my thoughts. To do this, I shall assume, first of all, that there is an absolute idea of beauty, goodness, greatness, and of life. Grant me this, and I hope to be able to show the nature of cause and to further prove the immortality of the soul. I think, for instance, that if there is anything beautiful other than absolute beauty, it can be beautiful only insofar as it partakes of absolute beauty. I know nothing and can understand nothing of those other wise causes which are alleged. If a person says to me that the bloom of color or form or anything else of that sort is a source of beauty, it only confuses me. As to the manner, I am uncertain. Still, I stoutly contend that by beauty, all beautiful things become beautiful. This I shall say of everything, for all things exist only insofar as they participate in some idea. So we live because our life partakes of the eternal idea of life, and thus our souls are eternal. To this I cling, persuaded that I shall never be overthrown.
listening to Mondo Hollywood's tribute to Sidney Poitier and Peter Bogdanovich on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. From 1965's Apache Blue, we heard a jazzy piece by Jerry Goldsmith, written for Poitier's character in the film, called Gordon's Place. And before that was a piece from the 1964 spoken word album, Poitier Reads Plato, in which the actor read Immortality of the Soul, with musical backing by Fred Katz. We also heard from 1959's Porgy and Bess, where the actor played Porgy to Dorothy Dandridge's Bess, and his voice was dubbed by opera singer Robert McFerrin for the role. In this next set, we'll finish our tribute to Poitier with tracks from To Sir With Love, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and a reading of Paul Laurence Dunbar's 1913 poem, A Candle Lighting Time, one of several featured on a 1969 album entitled Sidney Poitier Reads the Poetry of the Black Man. But let's start this set off with the title song from 1966's Duel at Diablo, the first Western that Poitier appeared in, and reunited him with his Lilies of the Field director, Ralph Nelson. Also starring James Garner in his first role after leaving the TV Western Maverick, here's Ernie Sheldon with Neil Hefti's main theme.
Once a man could make his plans and dreams, take his girl and walk where it was green, just to talk, just to dream. Then, with fear and hate, the land was cursed. Soon, the land dried out, love died of thirst. In the wind, blowing hate, raining death. You, who fear and hate each different tribe, much alike we are inside. Blood is red, always red. Across the plains, dust of hopes, dust of dreams, dust to dust, dust to dust.
come in from the cornfields after working hard all day. It's amazing nice to find my supper all upon the way. And it's nice to smell the coffee bubbling over in the pot. And it's fine to see the meat a sizzling, teasing like, and hot. But when supper time is over and the things is cleared away, then the happy hours that follow are the sweetest of the day. When my corn cob pipe is started and the smoke is drawing prime, my old woman says, I reckon, Ike, it's candlelight time. Then the children snuggle up to me and all commence to call, oh, say, Daddy, now it's time to make the shadows on the wall. So I put my hands together. Every daddy knows the way. And the children snuggle close around as I begins to say, now, first thing, here comes Mr. Rabbit. There he is. Don't you see him work his ears? Uh-huh. And this must be a donkey. Look how innocent he appears. That's old Black Swan a-swimming. Ain't she got an awful neck? And what's this fella that's a-coming? Why, that's old dog Trey, I expect. That's the way I run on, trying to please him all I can. Then I hollers, be careful now. This here's the boogerman. They run and hide their faces. They ain't scared, they're just letting on. But the play ain't really over till that boogerman's gone. So I just take up my banjo, play a little tune, and you can see them heads come peeking out to listen mighty soon. Then my wife says, such a pappy for to give you such a fright. Just you go to bed and leave him. Say your prayers and say goodnight.
Telling tales and rhymes. with your cold, cold heart.
Tony Bennett's Cold, Cold Heart was on everybody's hit parade. Elizabeth Taylor was getting married. Boys wore ducktails. The police action in the Far East was Korea. And Anarene, Texas, like other small towns, is approaching the end of an era.
I heard about the ball game last night. 121-14. Must be pretty near a record.
What do you think he'd do if he found us?
Shoot us, probably. But, Mama, it's a sin, isn't it? Unless you're married, you know I wouldn't do that. Don't be so mealy-mouthed.
Tough it out! Tough it out! You've got to be men like the rest of them.
Ain't none of you pretty enough to be women.
You boys can get on out of here. I don't want to have no more to do with you. I've been around that trashy behavior all my life. I'm getting tired of putting up with it.
I don't think you did it right anyway.
Just remember when a dream.
Honey?
What?
You belong to me.
That's a lie.
I'll stay with her all night one of these nights, too. She done promised.
You won't either.
Yes, I will. Why shouldn't I?
I'm not sorry for you. You'd have left Billy, too, just like you left me. I bet you left him plenty of nights, whenever J.C. whistled.
So long, buddy.
So long, Dwayne. Be careful. I'll take care of the mercury for you.
I'll see you in a year or two if I don't get shot.
You wouldn't believe how this country's changed. I reckon the reason why I always drag you out here is probably I'm just as sentimental as the next fella when it comes to old times. Old times.
Anarene, Texas, 1951. Nothing much has changed.
Your cold, cold heart.
Steve. There's something I gotta tell you.
What is it, Judy?
Well, you're the top.
I am?
You're Waldorf Salad.
Oh, no, no, let me say it. You're the top.
Me too?
That's right. You're a Berlin ballad.
Oh, that's nice. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
Actually, I don't dance very well.
You are an only a drama.
You're Whistler's mother.
Mama.
Sorry.
You're Cannonball.
Cannonball. Well, let's see. You're a rose.
That is sweet. You're Inferno's Dante.
That's a very intellectual reference. You're the nose.
Watch it.
I mean...
What,
I
what?
Mean,
whoa.
I'm the great Durante.
Oh, that's better. I'm a lazy lout who is just about to stop.
Let's not stop.
But baby, I'm the bottom.
She's the one for me. You're the top.
Thank you.
cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
And from 1973's Paper Moon, that was Peggy Healy with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with the 1933 song which inspired the title of the film, directed by Peter Bogdanovich. That film also marked the last collaboration between the director and first wife Polly Platt, who split up after Bogdanovich began an affair with leading actress Sybil Shepherd on the set of The Last Picture Show. We heard the trailer of the film based on the Larry McMurtry novel, as well as a duet on Cole Porter's You're the Top between Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill from 1972's tribute to screwball comedies, What's Up, Doc? And thank you so much for listening to Mondo Hollywood today on UMFM. I hope you'll join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Let's hear a few more songs featured in the films of Bogdanovich, including 1979's Saint Jack, which starred Ben Gazzara as an American in Singapore trying to make his fortune running a brothel, and 1981's They All Laughed, a romantic comedy also starring Gazzara, Audrey Hepburn, John Ritter, and the director's then-partner, Dorothy Stratton, who was tragically murdered before the release of the film. We'll also hear Bruce Springsteen's Badlands from the 2004 director's cut of 1985's Mask, an adaptation of the true story of Rocky Dennis, a teenager with a rare bone disorder which results in facial disfigurement, played exceptionally in the film by Eric Stoltz. Having The Boss on the soundtrack was always planned, as Dennis was a real-life fan, but Universal refused to pay the rights in the 1980s for what was considered a low-budget drama, so Bob Seger was used in its place. This longer version of the film also reinstates a great scene for Stoltz and his tough but caring biker mother, played by Cher, as they perform the Coasters' Little Egypt at a bonfire. And we'll end the show with Kirsten Dunst singing After You're Gone from 2001's The Cat's Meow, in which she played the mistress of William Randolph Hearst, the newspaper publisher who served as the basis for Citizen Kane. Bogdanovich and Orson Welles had a long history and friendship together, and if you haven't seen it on Netflix yet, please check out the recently released lost film, The Other Side of the Wind, in which Bogdanovich appears as a veiled version of himself. But let's start this last set off with Burt Reynolds and Sybil Shepherd from the 1975 soundtrack of At Long Last Love, a recreation of the 1930s big screen musical. And as you listen to this duet, you really do get the sense of the immense love of old Hollywood that Peter Bogdanovich had. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Johnny Spanish, wonderful chap. And he's in love with you. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
And Kitty and I, well, she makes me laugh. You know? Anyway, Johnny and I, well, we decided to make it up between us.
Well, I hope you're very happy together.
No, seriously. He's got a big poker game or something over in Staten Island tonight. And this time, he's positive his ship is going to come
in. Like the Titanic.
And he's going to call you tomorrow. Doesn't hold anything against us. As a matter of fact...
Why don't you just come out and say what you mean?
Oh. Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well.
Mm-hmm. As Columbus announced when he knew he was bound. It was swell, Isabel, swell.
Yeah, but as Abelard said to Eloise,
Don't forget to drop a line to me, please.
You mean, as Juliet cried into Romeo's ear? Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear?
Sure. It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings. Mm-hmm. One of those bells that now and then ring.
Just one of those things.
That's right. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things.
Taxi!
If we thought a bit about the end of it,
take
when
me home.
We started yes, painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down.
So goodbye, dear and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Gonna give nobody none of my jelly roll, jelly roll. I ain't gonna give nobody none to save the soul. I said jelly, jelly roll. Baba those dead beetles, I said. Oh, but it Baba da bit of the see baby say. Jelly roll, jelly roll, jelly roll. Ain't gonna give nobody to save your soul. When you see me walking down the street, down where the cats all meet, jelly, jelly roll, I ain't gonna give you none.
all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Said we'd never get together. Baby, let's take a bow. Because ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Har, har, har. Who's got the last laugh now?
After you've gone, after you've gone.